Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today, we're talking about some common characteristics of cults because, one, I love alliteration, and two, I am no longer going to keep putting things off just because I put them off already. Because I did do this research about a month and a half ago, and I have just been sitting on it, staring at it, wondering, waiting, if morning podcast vibes would be the time to talk about cults. But guess what? It's always the time to talk about cults, because the more I get sucked into wellness culture, the more I realize those cults don't stop. And I figured, before I started with my accusations, I should share some of the more agreed-upon list of characteristics of a cult. And the one universal thing that I want to start with is isolation. It is so common for people in cults and leaders in cults, or shit, just anyone who wants to get some kind of control over you, to encourage you to cut contact with anyone outside of their thought practices. This may be close family members, close friends, or just objective sources. And what I think often gets overlooked when talking about control and issues like this is it's not always super explicit. While there are plenty of cults that revolve around a commune and actually cutting off all contact with the outside world, a lot of the research that I've done involved a more insidious and less obvious sense of isolation by not actually changing your surroundings, but just changing your mental or emotional state so that you never feel connected to the world around you, by making you feel disconnected and unheard and unseen in the actual world. It makes you turn to the people who do see you or validate you. And it can be easy to convince yourself that this person or this group of people is the only group of people or person that actually understands you, which creates a very deep-seated attachment with a craving of belonging. Often, especially in cults, there is an us versus them mentality, which is encouraged by that isolation. By seeing your life within the cult as superior to life outside of the cult, it can make it hard to trust anyone who isn't inside the cult because you don't believe they have the insight or experience or wisdom that you have gained by being a part of this group. This is why cults almost always have a charismatic leader at the front. And their teachings will be considered of the highest importance, but there's always a faith element. So whether they are alive or dead, there is a push to consider them a genius or almost a religious figure, which of course encourages this use of blind faith rather than having any sort of free will or free thinking or questioning or doubt. This is often referred to as ideological purity, where if you stray from the cult's doctrine and you question it at all, they either publicly punish you or shame you so that you don't have those doubts for long. And all of this goes into the desire for conformity so that they can control how you behave, how you react, and how you live. Cult leaders can establish control in all kinds of ways through what people wear, what you eat, what kind of relationships you can have, where you live, or how you respond. And this may be done through reinforcement or policing that is done through other group members, or it may be a shame-filled practice in which you are self-policing. And remember, this doesn't happen in a day, right? This is something that gradually happens to us over time. And often during this time, these cults will use mind-altering practices like sleep deprivation or meditation or drugs or chanting or other rituals to break down your individual defenses, as well as make logic and reasoning something on a back burner, so they can reaffirm that ideological purity of the cult. Often cults will ask for your time, your energy, and your money so that you feel a sense of investment and so you stop worrying about your actual life. And with that sense of investment, it can make it harder to go back from all of the time and energy and money you put into this experience. And sometimes in cults, the preparation for a supposed coming of Christ or an apocalypse or a cataclysmic event or really any major catastrophe is often the backbone of these religious cults, but the more wellness cults that I've seen prey upon vulnerable people who already feel like life is the cataclysmic event. And to me, that's what makes this information so extremely important, because when I was my most vulnerable and needed the most support, I found myself shouldering all of that at once when I wasn't in my most logical space, and as a result, it put me in the hands of some people who did not have my best interest at heart. People that just wanted my money, just wanted to prey upon my vulnerable state, and they didn't want me to engage in deeper thinking. They just wanted me to feel bad, because people who feel bad spend a lot of money on trying to feel better. So I really do believe this information is incredibly important and critical, and it's really interesting to me because we're human beings with human brains, which means that we're all susceptible to falling victim to other people's control if we are not aware of some of the warning signs of that control, or if we happen to be in a vulnerable state, which happens to everybody at some point, right? Anyway, I love y'all so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.